Okay, today is Nida Dav Yud Gimel. We start the second parak of Maseches Nida with a new topic relating to this Masechta, but this is the Sugi in Shas, or the Daf in Shas, the Amud in Shas, I should say, relating to the Isser of Hashchasa Zera Levatala. That is today's discussion, as we will have amongst other discussions. So here we go. Beginning of the parak is Parak Kol Hayad. Kol Hayad Amar Belivdo B'Nashim Mishu Bachas. If there is a woman who does many bedikos, so that is something praiseworthy. If she does many internal exams, so that is praiseworthy. Uba anashim tikatzeitz. And with a man, if there is a man who checks to see if he is seeing Kari, if he is seeing Ziva, then that is something that is not appropriate. Literally, tikatzeitz, his hand should be cut off. We'll have to see what that means. And as we'll see in the Gemara, even one time is a problem. It's not the peril of marbe. Marbe by nashim is not the same as marbe by anashim should be tikatzeitz. Even one time by nashim, as we'll see. Okay, so call yada marbe. Just a couple of points right away. First of all, the Rush says, right over here, that this Mishnah is only legabe taharos. Only Lutaris, and that's what the Chachmas Adam says, that's what many poskim say, as we mentioned last week, that Bismanazah, we are not Marbe Bibidikos. The least Bidikos that a woman can get away with, the better, Lamaisa. We don't want irritation, and we don't want to cause any extra problems. There are no coolers of Ksamim by a Bidika. So that is why maybe Bismanah Mikdash, when there's the extra side of Taros that we want to save, that's what we'll say that Ribibidikos is something positive. But Bismanazah, we do not say that. The Rush says right here, if it has to do with Bizman Abia, Lo Libo Nikvo Parish, Viafilo Masuk Bataris, Kivin Shane Kari Yosi Below Hergish, Ain Lo Livdo Klau, Kideshlo Yavlo Diash Chazazara. When it comes to a man, as we'll see. But that's first point number one, the Rush and the Chachmas Adam say, the Gabi the woman, that is only referring to Taras. Number two, Rashi here on the word Uba Anashim, men, Rashi says, She Bodik Atzmo Tadir Ba'amaso. A man who checks himself regularly, touching himself, Shema Yates Menu Kari, that's inappropriate. So Rashi says Tadir. The question I asked on Rashi, or Chlaner, if you look in the Gemara is going to say that even once for a man, it's not a parallel to the woman. So the Aruch Haner says this is an example where you see all over Shas that Rashi explains the Mishnah based on the Havamina of the Gemara. Even though the Gemara is going to change the Maskana to something else, but Rashi knows what the Havamina is going to be in a minute, so he doesn't want to confuse you. And therefore, he explains the Mishnah based on the Havamina. Rashi says right here, he quotes the Marshal asks this question to Rashi, the Marshal assumes it's a Toh Sofer. Toh Sofer, it's a mistake. But he says no. He says, "Achin lo yadati my kushya harisalka daitach demakshin." We'll see the havamin in the Gemara in a minute. My arya marbe kilo marbe nami hayakein to bodik atzmo tadir vaharis a misader shel Rashi baharbi makomos shapirish b'masnisan kisalka daitach demakshin v'shuv. As asked more easy, she got Tosfos Yontif before Rashi came. Okay, then I saw Tosfos Yontif also says this, but that is an important ha'ara in Darko Shel Rashi in general. Good. So that is the two haris on the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Mishnah Nashim, Mishnah Anashim. Why is it great for women and not great for men? Nashim lav benos hargasha ninhu mishubachos. Women are not benos hargasha. What does that mean? This doesn't mean hargasha in the Hilchas Nida hargasha sense. This word hargasha means a feeling that would cause them to have certain problems with their with issues from their body. So by a women, they're not benos hargasha. If they give themselves an internal exam, that's not going to make them feel excited in a sensual way, which could lead to any kind of problems. So that's why there's no downside for a woman to do a bedika, besides the fact that she might cause herself to bleed. But other than that, there's no issue of hargasha causing a type of hirhor, causing a type of hashchasa. And therefore, by women, there's no downside for them to do a bedika. That's why we say kol yada marbe livdok. Anashim debnei hargasha ninu, but men, if they would check themselves and they would touch their aver hazachar, so then that could cause problems, because that could cause stimulation, and therefore tikatzeitz, that's why the Mishnah says it is something terrible, as we will talk about.
Basically saying there's no carry by an isha.
Right. The lamaisa. There's no right. There's no issue.
It's a little strange question, right? I mean, it's.
Right, well, we'll have to see how other Rishonim deal with it, but we say Hargasha means that there's no issue of having a Hargasha which will lead to something else. So you have to understand Hargasha. Men, the issue is the Hargasha which will lead to something else. Not like every time a man touches he's going to have carry. It's the Hargasha element, it's the excitement element which will then lead to carry. So you have the parallel Lashon by a female. Ihachi, my Arya Marbik, Yilo Marbanami. If the issue by a man is that he's going to feel excited, and therefore Rachman al-Islan might have a hashchasha zera, even if he's not marbe. So this is Rashi's Havamina again. So Kiktani marbe on Nashim, you're right. The Mishnah's Lashon of marbe is only going on Nashim. But on men, it's even just once. Even just once. Stop there for a minute. Right on this line, we have the major Machlokas Rishonim, right here in Maseches Nida. Are women included in the Isser of hashchasha zera levatala? Our women are included in it. So what does that mean? Women doesn't have any zera that comes out. Woman has zera inside us. We'll see one of the sheetas later on says. But two ways. This does not mean the Rishonim here are not arguing about if a woman causes a man to have a hashchasa zera, because that's lifnei iver. That's for sure usser mitzah lifnei iver, because the man's usser. That might relate to the sugya of, is there an isser of lifnei iver if the person doing the convincing is not mitzuva in the isser? So it relates to that sugya. For example, the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Yud, where a Yisrael helps a Kohen get married to a Grusha. A Yisrael is a shliach of a Kohen to marry to a Grusha. The Yisrael is not mitzuva in the isser, and the Kohen is. So Tosfos there discusses, and the Achronim expand upon this. Is there an issue? So if you hold a woman as not mitzuva, then you relate to that sugya. But the question is, are women specifically mitzuva? Let's say, after a woman has bia, then she's able somehow to be motzi the zera that was already inside of her. Motzi zera levatala, using some type of birth control utensil, birth control kli. So that's the issue. The posim don't talk about, the Rishonim don't talk about exactly how she's doing it, but they talk about the shita itself. Are women included in the isser of hashchasa zera levatala? So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Gemara say here? Well, women are lavanos hargasha, and therefore there's no worry. Mashma that what? If they would be benos hargasha, so then there would be a worry. Doesn't say like they're excluded from the isser. So the Tosfos HaRashi here, Tosfos HaRashi is right here on the page of Maseches Nida. Look at the beginning of the Pirush Rashi. He quotes a Rashi here that we don't have, but he quotes Rashi. Pirush Rashi, She'enon mischamamos, veroos keri machmas tashmish. Right, they're not mischameim, and they don't see keri machmas tashmish. Right, it's just not in their biology. Mashma ha'im mischamamos, aser. Mashma, if there would be some type of excitement that would cause problems for them, they would be included. Alma nashim musharos alashchasa zera. So the Rashi quoted here in Tosfos HaRash and quoted elsewhere in other Rishonim that women are mitzuva in the Isser of Hashchasa Zera Levatala. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is not. Rabbeinu Tam holds that women are not. Look in the Gilyon here. And the little Tosfos from Nashal Mabros Hargashin Inu, L'Rabbeinu Tam Dimefarish Gimel Nashal Mishamshas B'moch, Hainu Tzrichos V'Sharei Matu Mutaros. There's a sugi in Yevamis that talks about certain types of birth control, and there's a question there whether that Gemara means that three women are allowed to, and everybody else is usher to, because using the birth control is some type of isser, or is that three women must, because it's a kind of issue, and everybody else is allowed to. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands that Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam understands then, Mishum Dolom Mifkata Pir Yevarivya, women are not obligated in the Isser of, they're not Musharos in Hashchasa Zera Levatala, because it is a function of Pru Urvu. And since women are not obligated in the Mitzvah of Pru Urvu, they're not Usser in the Isser of Hashchasa Zera Levatala. So, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So how does he learn this Gemara? This Gemara says, oh, they're not Baros Hargasha. So Mashma, if they would be, so Yeshlama, this is how he has to add in a word to the Gemara. At least into the understanding of the Gemara. Kiva delav benos isser hargasha ninu. That's how he understands. They're not included in any isser that would come up from any hargasha. So you just add in that word, and then the Gemara reads smoothly according to Rabbeinu Tam. But this is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Continuing the Tosfos, the Re argues, others argue on Tosfos, and say the Ode, Nihi nami delo mifkidu apir yivarivya lahashchizaro hokshu isha leish lchalotchin shabbat Torah. Tos says, what do you mean? We have a Gemara in Baba Kama and elsewhere that regarding all those sases, besides those three that are mentioned in the Mishnah Kiddushin, besides the Isser of Hashchasa, of Hashchasa Zakan, and other Hakafas, Hakafas Arosh, and Tumas Meis for an Ashes Kohen, besides those are the three exceptions to the rule that women are Pturos from. This is not on the list. You're right, it's not counted as a separate one of the 613. It's included in something else, as we'll talk about by Hashem soon. But either way, Tosafot says, women and men are compared in all Onshim Shabbat Torah. In every Zman Grama, lo sasei. So they're all included. That's of Yesh Lomar. So says the Tosafot, oh, maybe there's a difference. I know Taima. The reason is because women are Mazriya, but they're Mazriya mi bifnim. Medically, women, you need two Zraim to create a baby, but the women is there as Bifnim, and the man is Bachut. That's why there's a difference. There's no Hashchasa Zera Levatala, because it's all going to be inside of her. That's why they wouldn't be included just Mitzias-wise. Okay, so Chidus Rabbeinu Tam is that women are not obligated in Hashchasa Zera Levatala. Wouldn't say according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a good thing, but at least they're not included in the Isser, Pashtus Da'oraisa, according to many Rishonim. But other Rishonim, as we just said, this Rashi quoted, the Ramban, and other Rishonim say that women are obligated in Hashchasa Zera Levatala. The Ramban asks, we're about to see in the Gemara, that one of the major Isurim of the Dor HaMabul was Hashchasa Zera Levatala. That's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Mabul water was boiling water. Wasn't cold water, it was boiling water. Because their sin was with boiling liquid, Hashchasa Zera, and therefore their punishment was with boiling water. So the Gemara is about to say that, says the Ramban. If women are not obligated in the Israel of Hashchasa, why were the women destroyed by the Mabul? Right, the whole world was destroyed. Right, it was only Lifnei Iver. So that relates to the Klali Prati. How do you look at the Israel of Lifnei Iver? But either way, says the Ramban, Mikol Makom, he thinks that Kol Iker Ein Dino Shel Harav Zal Nirali Shavu Bishin Mitzuva Piri Verivya Verashoyim and Atar Levatel. Even the women are muted to be mevatel from Piri Verivya Iser Hu Bashchasa V'Yavu Bisha Isha Muteres La Karas Atzma. That's also a related topic about the Iser of Siris, the Iser of castration, where the source is applied to men and not to women. That is definitely related to Puravu, but this is not related to that. This is of Siris and Hashchasa Zera could be different. Masha'enkin be'ish, v'yavah b'shakiyah mitzvah spiri v'rivya, ha'asa mitzvah achrisihi, sh'nitztavo la'siris, aval b'hashchasa kol basar k'siv, by the Mabul. It says kol basar. And therefore, this is a machlokas rishonim that we should be aware of, whether the women are included in the Isser of Hashchasa Zera. What is the Isser? What Isser is it included in? What's it included in? So some say it's included in the pasuk by the Mabul. Kihishas kol basar is darko. Some Rishonim quote that pasuk pre Matan Torah. Some of that is the source. Others say that it's included in the Isra of Bal Tashchis. The Aruch Laner right here says it's included in the Isra of Bal Tashchis. Others say it's included in the Isra of your camp should be kadosh. Exact pasuk in the end of Dvarim. Rav Nishmarta mikol davara. Right, there are various suggestions given in the Gemara, but we're going to about to see some very strong chazals about it. According to many Rishonim, it's in Isser D'oraisa. The Aruch Laner here says, where's the Lashon? He quotes that it is Asur Mishum Baal Tashchus. Let's see if I can find it for a minute. If not, either way, here it is. He quotes that the discussion of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam, and he quotes Vinirle Asati Yulai Yishlomer Imayt Arminu Babakama Minayin Minalei Tein Adam Marshal Lachbol Baatzmo V'Yolof Mi Baltashkes and Bashchasas Gufo Ika Gamki Mishum Asharas Baltashkes Chen Yishlomer Bashchasas Zer Ikin Gamki Mishum Baltashkes. And he continues Yishakadosh Baruch Hu Bara Olamo Lasheves Lotor Bara Lasheves Yitzar Vekiven Shikol Adara Arahahu La Ratzul Lasayel Lasheves Hayarayla Olam Liostahu. Okay, he tries to explain how the Rabbeinu Tam could understand the Mabul. Even if they didn't violate the Isser, they're still undermining the purpose of creation, and therefore Hashem had to start again. So what do we have? We have Baal Tashchis. We have your camp should be holy, and the third one. I'm sorry. Why the Mabul Kishkos Kabaso is Darko, and the fourth one obviously is Puravu. As Rabbi Natan would say, the Isser is, the Makar is. The Makar is Puravu, and that's why it would only apply to men and not to women. Those are four suggestions in the Gemara. Those are the halachic issues, but we're about to see the Ashkafa Chazals that come out of it. A huge discussion, halacha lamaisa, just to mention, is what is called Levatala. So Pasha's Levatala, we for sure know what Levatala is, if it's just for no reason. But, big discussion, how do we, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period where many, many fertility issues could be solved using, you know, different types of procedures. I think the 85%, whatever it is, the percentage of fertility issues, mitzad the man, mitzad the woman, can be solved. But a lot of times, one has to procure the zera from the man. The question is, how does one do that? And what's the best method to use? And the different poskim discuss it in terms of hashchasa zera levatala. This is obviously not levatala because it's for purposes of puravu, just the opposite of the isser. You're trying to procure the zera to fulfill the mitzvah puravu. The question is, how does one do that? And also, what happens if, you know, a family already has? They've already fulfilled the mitzvah puravu. You know, is there then an issue of Levatala? Or, we know there's a mitzvah d'Rabbanan of Lasheves Yitzara to populate the world even beyond one boy and one girl, which is what we possibly like, Beis Hillel. So, you know, how much is of Yitzarech versus Levatala? Yeah, these are very important issues, Lamaisa. Okay, let's continue the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Tana, Bamed Varmamurim, when do we say that this applies? That it is wonderful for the woman and terrible for the man. Bamed Varmamurim le'inyin shichvas zera. That's regarding zera. Aval le'inyin zov, but if it's regarding ziva, if a man is in the, wants to see, it wasn't zera, meaning he wasn't having any, the time that he was, thought he would see zera, and he thought that maybe something came out and he's in the world of zav. Afum shubach kanashim. So then it's a good thing, even by men. But, v'yafil in shechva zera, but even regarding shechva zera, again, maybe we're talking about somebody who, it's not Rachman al-Islam, it's just being an avarian. What if somebody really wants to see if he was motzi zera in order for tumen tahara purposes? If one uses a hard material to touch his aver with and not touch it with his hands, so that also would not be stimulating, and therefore the Gemara says that would be okay as well. Ubematlis lo, what, but not with a garment? Not with a sore beged? Vatanya, the Brisa says, bodek atzmo b'matlis u'b'chal davar sharotze. What do you mean? The Brisa says, as long as you use something and not one's hands. No, Kedamar Abaye, B'malas Aveh, like Abaye said, explaining that that Gemara, that Brisa, you're talking about a thick garment where there's no feeling between the hand and the skin. Hachanami B'malas Aveh. Okay, Veichi Edmar Abaye, where did Abaye make this comment about B'malas Aveh? Ahod Etznan, on the following Mishnah that we have. Hayaocha B'Truma, it's a Mishnah later on. Hayaocha B'Truma V'Yergish, Shiznazduei Varav. Person's eating Truma. A Kohen is eating Truma, and all of a sudden he feels like he's about to be Motzi Zera somehow. He feels something might be coming out. So what does he do? He doesn't want to be Metame the Truma. So, Ochez Ba'amasa Ubolea is a Truma. Right? He quickly tries to basically hold it in and swallow the Truma, because once it's inside of him, it's not going to become Tame. Says the Gemara, how is he allowed to do that? Ochez. Vatanya Rebbe Eliezer Agadol. Kala Ochez Ba'amasa Umashin Kilu Mevi Ma'bala Olam. If somebody, even when they are urinating, when they are going to the bathroom, they're ochez, that's as if you brought a mabul to the world. Right? Because that was one of the chataim of the mabul. So what do you mean? How could the Mishnah say you could be ochez ba'ama? So the Gemara answers, I'm running by ma'alus aveh. No, that's where Abaye gave his answer, that we're talking about ma'alus aveh, and that is why it would be mutter in that case. Stop there for a minute. Interesting question about the parallel between Ashchasa Zera and the Mabul. Both, I think this was the Maharal I saw, both are destroying something at the root. Both are destroying a Haschala and Memela that is this pogame at the beginning parts of a process. Beginning process of the world, right? The Mabul was the beginning of the world, establishing the world, and they were, you know, that's why it had to be destroyed again. Right, so Ashchasa Zera is also at the beginning of a process, destroying and not letting nature take its course. You know, so that also is the parallel. Okay, let's continue. So the first answer of how a person could hold himself while he's going to the bathroom is matlis aveh. Rava Amar, afilu tema b'matlis racha, kivan de akar. Rava says, no, there's no worry. Once a person feels like it's coming out, he's not going to extra stimulate himself in order that he's going to cause more zera. Once it's on its way out, then all one has to do, says Rav, is to try to prevent it from mamish coming out of his body. But there's no shash of extra stimulation that, at that moment, because Kodesh Baruch Hu made the teva that it doesn't happen one time right after another time. Let's keep into akar. Va'abaya, no. Chayish doba osilu sufe. Maybe he'll be able to excite himself again. V'rava lo chayish doba osilu sufe. Rav is not worried about that. Period. But that's where Abaya says his... which Rabbi says his shita of matlis ave. Two more lines, then we'll mention something else. Vilo, is this really true? Vatanya halamaze dome, is this really true? What Rabbi just said, lamaze dome lenosein etzba ba'ayin. What is this compared to? This idea of being nogeya in the spot. What is it compared to? Lamaze dome lenosein etzba ba'ayin, putting one's finger into one's eye. She calls mancha etzba ba'ayin, ayin midamas v'choseresu midamas. Right? The Brisa says that, no, it can happen again. Why tears keep coming out when you put the finger into the eye. So the Brisa seems to say that the chshash should occur even if one already had a re'ia. So it's not, you don't say like Rava. Rava, v'Rava, no. Call ichmume, v'hadar ichmume, b'shaiti lo shchiach. It's not shchiach to have such excitement and chimum one moment right after another moment. It's usually a Kodesh Baruch Hu made the teva that there is a break in between, and therefore, one doesn't have to be worried about that. So if one feels it in the Mishnah, or that nizdazu evarav, so then one would be able to hold, to prevent the truma becoming tame. Stop there for a minute. Interesting question the Tosas Arash asks, not right here, but if you look later on, where this Gemara comes up on Daf Mem Gimel Amit Aleph. The Gemara there also discusses Kala Ochis Bamaso Mashtin, right? If you're Ochis Bamaso, it's terrible. So therefore, if you want to prevent the Truma, Esetos Arash. Pirchazu Tamur Beinai. Kivan Dichsiv Bikra. Mishmeres Trumosai. Vitziva Hakasov Lishmarosash Lotatame. There's a Din Doraisa based on a Pasik that you have to guard the Truma that it doesn't become Tame. Vichibishvil Chachamim. Sha'amru Kilu Mevi Mabola Olam. Lo Yimana Milatamos as a Truma. Because of this chshash, he's assuming it's a chshash derabanan, because the Isra of Zerah coming out, so therefore, better not to be ochiz ba'ama and let the truma become tameh? Isn't the Isra of truma also a daraisa? Vitzarachian doesn't answer the question. Even if you want to say that it is an Isra daraisa, but this is also an Isra daraisa. And we have a pasuk here, Mishmeres Trumosai, so why should one beat out the other one? Says the Tosfos Arash. The Isra of being Matami Truma also is something severe. So says the Achronim in the Derech Emunah. So Derech Emunah, that's Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Pirish on Seder Zroim of the Rambam. Four or five volumes. He has like a Mishnah Brura on the Rambam. It's unbelievable. I mean, every sefer you open of his is like makes you like faint. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so he has the Derech Emunah. He has a commentary on the Rambam Hilchas Zroim. So you have the Rambam on top, goes through Hilchas Kelayim, and then on the bottom he has like a Mishnah Brura. So that's the Derech Emunah. So there in the Derech Emunah in Hilchas Truma Zayin Dalid, so he discusses this question of the Tosfos Arash. Mashma midivrei Arash sheyesh bedavar iser d'oraisa im lo yatzmar atzma milatame. It's interesting. He's saying, but what about the iser d'oraisa mishmeres trumosai? If a person goes over, a tummy person goes over and touches truma, okay, that violates the iser d'oraisa. If a person lets truma become tame by circumstances that are somewhat out of his control, does he violate the iser of mishmeres trumosai? So it's interesting. The Tosfos Arash is assuming yes. This is also called gram mitame truma. That's what he's saying. Well, the fizek kiven shaydeisha yatzov yachos b'amaso yoshev kilu mivam abal olam chamarin yizeh shadoch ez isa derabanish lo hazlos atruma. So he says the Rush doesn't assume that way. The Rush is assuming that this is not just a gram. So the assumption of the Rush is interesting. Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the Derech Emunah. Okay, good. Let's continue. Gufa, says the Gemara. Here come the Chazals. Rebbe Elazar Omer. Kala oches ba'ama umashin kilu mevi mabala olam. Rebbe Elazar says, if somebody is oches ba'ama, Again, this is even when one goes to the bathroom. We'll talk about the bottom of the yamud, exactly how one, but one should be careful not to, for sure, lamaisa, not to touch the Eber HaZachar any more than one needs to when one is going to the bathroom. The post can talk about if one is just touching it gently in order to make sure that one goes to the bathroom in the right spot, so then that's okay, but one has to be very careful, nothing more than that. And for sure, obviously one is not mashkin, there shouldn't be any time when one is being Ochez Ba'ama. Amru lo, the Rebbe Eliezer, v'alo nitzozes nisan al raglov, v'nir ke krushavcha. Rebbe Eliezer says, what do you mean? If one doesn't hold, as it was just referring to, l'maskana, but I jumped the gun, the question is, Rebbe Eliezer says, they said to Rebbe Eliezer, but if somebody doesn't go to the bathroom and hold themselves and make sure that the drips don't go on their pants, so it's going to go on their pants, on their feet, people are going to think that they are not properly they're not biologically healthy in that makom. Maybe they're in the world of krishavcha, which is Issur D'oraisa to marry a krishavcha, where somebody has a medical illness there where the zeret does not shoot out, but it just drips down. V'nimsa motiz laz albanav shein mamzerim. And they'll think that, it's an imamzer. Not literally mamzerim, because marrying a krishavcha is just an isra lav, it's not an isra karis. But either way, it's, there'll be motiz laz, that these children come from a relationship that is illicit. Right? So, they say to Rebbe Elazar, how can you not be ochez ba'ama? Right, if you have to, you be motzi laz, amar lahen, mutav sheyotzi laz al banav shehein mamzerim, val yasa atzma rasha sha'achas lefnei amakom. Better you should have people think about your family than to be a rush in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for one moment. Wow, very strong. Tanya Yidach, continue a little bit. Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer, lachachamim, efshar sheyamod adam b'makom gabo avayashtin. Rabbi Eliezer gave him another answer. What do you mean? You could stand in a place where there's a little height, so therefore it's not going to the drips aren't going to splash back. Oh, yashtin buffer tichawach, or to be mashtin in a surface of soft earth, meaning it's not going to splash back. So two versions of the answer. Either he said, "Well, I don't care. It's better. Don't be rasha achas," or he gives them options. So hey, amalu bereisha, which conversation took first? Took place first. Ilema kamaisa. If the first one took first, he said, no way! And then he gives them options. So, kamaisa amalu bereisha. Basa damalu isura hada amalu takanta. What he says, no way! And then he said, oh no, you could do this. No, it doesn't sound that way. Ella makes sense the other way. Ha amalu bereisha. First he gave them the options. Fa amru le einlo tmakam kavav avtichachmai. Then they continued and said, but what if you don't have those options? We don't even have a choice. And then he answered, "Amalhem mutav shiotzi laz albanav valyasa atzmo rasha sha achas lifnei hamakom." Stop there for a minute. Okay, but either way, this is Rebbe Elazar's issue. The other chachamim were more understanding, and therefore the lamaisa, if one needs to position oneself so that one goes to the bathroom in the proper place, into the toilet, so then the poskim are makel very hesitantly, but one has to be very careful in terms of that. The Ben Yehoyada, right here, only a couple of pages of Ben Yehoyada on Maseches Nida. We'll have a couple of agadata. Daflam Elamad Aleph, the Malach learning with the kid. It's a couple of the famous Agadatas of Maseches Nida. But right here he says, why does it say, why did Rebbe Elazar respond, Val Yasa Adam Asmo, Rasha Sha'a Achas Lefnei HaMakom? Why is it Sha'a Achas? It should be Rega Achas, an hour? Does Sha'a here just mean a moment? Why Sha'a Achas? So he says he is so gadol. V'yeshlomah, Alosh Chaz Zeru Berega. So, v'nirali, balolami lefi darko, dimchote berega echad, pogame b'chol hasha'a asher ba oso harega. If somebody does something in an hour, even for a moment, that hour is affected. That hour is affected. Kamosha kasav, b'makam achad, like I wrote elsewhere. Interesting. It says, Sha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu chesed b'riyosav. Hashem did a tremendous chesed. What did he do? He made every day 24 hours. Why didn't he make the day one big hour? One big hour. And yet he made it 24 hours. Why? So that every hour is separate. And if you messed up 1 hour, next hour you have a new daf. A new page. It says, Kadesh Sheyu HaShos Nivdolin Zemizeh. There is a new daf every day, that's true. Kadesh Sheyu HaShos Nivdolin Zemizeh. Shekol Shah Tiaguf Bifnei Atzmo. Shem Yechda Ba Pogim Ba'osa Shah Bilvad. Veino Pogim B'chol Hayom Ahukulo. Demaya Kol HaShos Nechlalim B'yom B'kochavu Mazal. That's why the constellations. Every hour they're moving. Right? How many Gemaras do we have? Oh, if you're born under this constellation and that constellation, this time of the day and this and that. Right, the Hayakolayom, if it was all one goof, forget it, then the whole thing would be affected. Lachin Asa Hashos Gufim Machwakim. Shakal Shahu Guf Befneatsmo, Varagoim Shalah Shah, Him Evarim Shalah. Every hour is a body, and every minute is an arm, is a leg of that body. So once a body is affected, that's why he says Shah Achas, because somebody's Mashka Zera, someone could say that that hour is affected, but the next hour one has more to do. Okay, and one could perfect it. But that's the language of Shah Achas. The Kol Kach Lama. Why are there such extreme cases and why you're not allowed to be Ochiz Ba'ama? Asks the Gemara. The Kol Kach Lama. The Aruch Laner asks, why didn't the Gemara just say, Mai Taima, or Minohani Mili? What's this Lashon of the Kol Kach Lama? Unusual Lashon of the Gemara's question. So the Aruch Laner says, where is it? V'kol kach, lama yishlomar, lama lo kamar stam, my time, k'derach hashas, b'chol makom, v'yishlomar, devada yadam mimathisa deish isser. We're not asking, how do you know it's asser? We know from the Mishnah that it's an isser, right? Uban ashim tikatzeitz, avol savar de isser derabanan hu. But we thought there was an isser, it was only asser derabanan. And that's why we know the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, that derabanans could be knocked out by kavod abrios. And kavod abrios would be the issue of motzi laz al baneha. So Gemara is asking, it must be even more serious than a regular issa derabanan in the fact that Rabbi Eliezer was worried even about this isser in the face of motzi laz. So that's the question. Kol kach lama, this must be even more serious than a regular issa derabanan. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Nisha motzi shech vazera levatala. Because if somebody is ochiz ba'ama that kalita shech vazera, tiyamar Rabbi Yochanan, kala motzi shech vazera levatala, chayiv misa. Shenema, you're learning that from the sons of Yehuda. Vayera b'inai Hashem, es asher asa, vayamas gamo so. Chazal say, that's the sin they did. Rabbi Yisrach, Rabbi Ami Amri, ki'ilu shofech damim. Compared to Shofech Damim, Shene'emar Hanechamim Ba'ilim Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan Shochate Hayiladim B'Nachalim Tachas Ife Haslaim. So we learn that those who are the Elim are trees, Tachas Kol Eitz Ra'anan, they warm themselves, they're mitchamim themselves under the trees, that is considered Shochate Yiladim. And we read it Al-Tikri Shochate Ela Sochate Sochate, that they squeeze out their Zera, and that is considered shvichas damim. Obviously, that one is understandable also, because hashchas zera is taking a potential life and destroying it before it gets off the ground. So that is an extension of that. Not only does Judaism consider abortion murder in a certain sense, but you go even earlier. Even the zera is considered shvichas damim. Rav Asi Amar kilo obed avodas kochavim ksiv ha chatachas kol eitz ranan ksiv ha sval harim haramim v'tachas kol eitz ranan. Right, I think I'm in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of children and babies and zera. If a person is mashke zera, so it's like they're thinking they're in control. They're in control of life and death. So, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's avodas zera. Rav Yehuda, stop there for a minute. If you want one tshuva, Rav Moshe. There, I mean, if you look at the Shem Shiyan Balacha here, he quotes many, many shuvas regarding all the seriousness of Hashchas Zera. Rav Moshe writes in one shuva, though, in Evan Ezer, Chela Gimel, Simen Yudalid, Bidvar Hosis, Hosah Zera Lebedika, Kedel Rufuaso Sheyolid. Right? This is one of the shuvas about how to procure the Zera in order for fertility purposes. He wrote this shuva in 1966. Imagine what was available then. 1966. And he quotes, he says, and though you're in your question, you said, aye, but there are those that say it's, and it's a drabanan, it's not included in the 613. So he says, Ramosha, bimechilas kvotaraso, shutos, v'chas v'shalom lomarkein, ki hotzah zer levatala, hi midaraisa, v'gam chiyev misa b'dei shamayim, k'dam rabbi yochanan benita, daf yud gimel, v'hu iser chamur ma'od, ad she'isa b'sholchan arach, sh'avon zeh chamur mikol averish b'torah, av shalav dafka, daha, iser eishas ish, v'iser nida chamur. Okay, you're right, it's not worse than bo'al eishas ish, and Bo'al Nida, but Mikol Makom, Al Isser D'Rabbanan Lo HaYashayach Lomar Davar Zeh. He says, I don't know, it's definitely, don't tell me it's D'Rabbanan according to him, it's for sure D'Araisa. V'Harei Kol Isser HaHirur Mikol V'Nishmarta Mikol Davar Ra, K'dei Shelo Yavol Edei Tumah Balayla, V'Yidrasha Gemurah V'Lo Asmachta, V'Yimkein Kol Shekein Hotzah Zerah Shu Bechlau Lav HaZeh. V'Nishmarta Mikol Davar Ra, that's Reb Moshe's source. U'mashalo nimne miminyan halavin. Why, if you look at the 365, if you listen to the mitzvah shir, you're not going to hear Hashchas HaZera Levatala as a separate issur. Eino mishum she'eino mida oraisa. The harbi isurim da oraisa lo nimnu. It's not included. V'ulai mishum she'nemar baze onesh misa v'lo azhara. V'yalav v'hanishmarta nemar b'machaneh. L'kfelos isur lo rak al hirur. El al odin yonim lo ratza rabim l'mos b'lam yuchad. You include something even more extended. V'nishmarta v'kol dovara. That's even a further geder da oraisa. So therefore, that's why it's not included. But this is... once you know that it is a very serious issue, and then he goes into, so what am I supposed to, how is it supposed to be mutter? And interesting, he writes here, I'm not going to give you the answer in print, because I don't know who's going to read this, right, what he would say in the world of emails, right, where we have to be so careful. He says at the end, for sure not in a newspaper, a magazine that sent out to thousands, v'gam la'anashim pshutim, v'rechokim yiras Hashem v'yiras chet, u'mechapsim rak letzel heter l'ramos es atzman. People are, oh, I can fetch out a heter from this shita. Oh yeah, he holds his mutter. So Ramosha's like, I'm not going to do that. V'kar hodeti shetzarach l'hashmit mi lahatir, v'yish l'yayich lo laso zeh, b'pnei ha'shalom sheyashre ba'abayis kasher anino ha'ik vazeh, v'chulu, ask me privately. But that is the fascinating tshuva of Ramosha. Okay, let's continue. A lot to talk about. Rav Yehuda v'Shmuel avikaimia igra de beknishta d'shavi yosef in ardo. Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, Rav Yehuda was Shmuel's Talmud, they were sitting on the roof, remember the roofs were used in that time, they were sitting on the roof of the shul in the Harda of Shavi Yosef. So what does Shavi Yosef mean? Some say that it's a place of Shavi Yosef. So that's Rashi says here and elsewhere. Other places, Rashi says, it was destroyed, the Yosef, and it was rebuilt. If you look in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel, Rashi says, it was a shul that they brought stones from Yerushalayim. B'shas HaChorban, the Shav, it was desolate because the Shechina left, the Yosef, then they rebuilt the shul, and the Shechina shore on every shul, that's Shav, the Yosef. That's Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel, Amid Beis, Rashi quotes that. The Shavi Yosef. Either way, it was some special shul. Not going to read it at the same time. Amalei Rav Yehuda L'Shmuel, Asarach El Hashid. Review this like, I have to go to the bathroom. Right? He's on top of the roof of the shul. He has to go to the bathroom. The outhouse maybe was far away. So Amalei Shinley, he's a smart one. Achoz Ba'maschav Hashdin L'Chutz. Stand on the edge. I'm assuming it's in the private, in the area in the back. And one could go to the bathroom that way. Says the Gemara, Hechayavet Ha'chivat Tanya Blazer, Omer Galochiz Ba'amaso Mashagidu, maybe Mabal Olam. Right? You can't, you're not allowed to touch. So how did he tell him to do this? Amar Abaya Asa'ohu Kiboleshes. Abaya says, it's much later on, Abaya says it must be that he made it like the situation of a Boleshes, an attacking army. What's that case? Ditran. The Mishnah says, Boleshes Shenechnas La'ir. If an attacking non-Jewish army came into a city, do we assume that they were menaseich the wine barrels of the city? So B'shash Shalom, if they came in peace, at a time of peace, Chavios Psuchos, Asuros, the open barrels are Usher, because we assume they maybe poured some of the wine. Stumos Mutaros, because if they're Sussum, then they obviously didn't pour anything. B'shash Melchama, Elav Elav Mutaros, but at the time of war, everything's Mutar. Lavisha Elav Panay Lanaseh. They don't have pie, they're on the run. Alma, Kivan de Be'ise Losi Lenesuchay, because they're scared, they're not going to come to be Menaseh. Hachanami, Kivan de Be'ise Losi Lerhurei. Because Rav Yehuda has a lot more on his mind, we're not worried about any Hirhurim that's going to come from his Oches Ba'ama. V'hacha Mai Be'asusi Ikav. What was he scared of? It was nighttime. He was on a roof. You had to be careful. Uti Igran, he was on a roof. You had to be careful. He didn't want to fall down. He was worried about that, so that's why we're not worried about other Hirhurim. V'yibay Yisema B'yasusa D'Rabbe, his Rebbe was right there. V'yibay Yisema B'yasusa D'Shechina. Some say, right, the Shechina, he was on top of a shul. The Shechina. V'yibay Yisema Eimsei D'Mari Alei, or forget the shul, he always had Eimsei D'Mari, right? And this already opens up the door of, are there differences between one of the Amoraim? Again, that doesn't mean anybody after the time of the Amoraim. Rav Yehuda, the Amora. Right, so maybe he had special Yiras Shamayim that he didn't have to worry about Achizas Ama. The Kari Shmuel alike, because Shmuel once said about him, Ein Ze Yuladisha. This is not a man. Right, sometimes you have stories in the Amoraim and the Tanaim, this is not a man. Remember the story in Avodah Zarah Dav Yud, where Antoninus came to visit Rebbe every day through the secret passageway, and every day he came, and Antoninus brought two guards every day. He killed one once he got to Rebbe's house, and he killed the other one when he got back, because he didn't want to travel alone, but he didn't want anybody to know that he went to visit Rebbe. So he killed his guards every day. And he told Rebbe, never have somebody here when I come. One time he came, and one of the Tanom was there with Rebbe. He said, didn't I tell you? So Rebbe says, don't worry, he's not human. Ein zeh loshen. Ein zeh yeludisha. So he says, oh yeah? Go tell him to bring me my guard that's standing outside, who he had just killed. So he goes outside, he sees the guy's dead. He's like, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? If I don't bring him, it's a zilzul of the malchus. Right? If I go tell him he's dead, he's not supposed to tell people bad news. So he did tchias amesim. And he brought him back in. So Antoninus is like, oh my God, I guess he's not a man. He says, but you know what? But please do me a favor and just don't have anybody here. But that's the Gemara of Anazara, Daf Yud. Right, that was, who was there, just to mention who it was. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. Okay, wonderful. Vibay Yaseima Nasoyave. Or others say he was married. Tamar Rabbi Nachman and Mainasi Mutter. Again, marriage, which one was called Pas Pesalo, that also there's more flexibility, because we assume that a person is focused on his wife and he doesn't have such automatic hirhurim when he goes to the bathroom. Vibay Yaseima, or Ki Orilei, the Tani Abba Breda Rabbi Yaman Barchia, Abba Messiah Bebeitzim Ilamata. Meaning, one is not allowed to touch the Amma, but touch the other part of his Eiver in order to help direct. This is what he told him. Depends where on the Aver. On the edge, that's not going to cause hirhur. But up above, closer to the body, that is what is usur. If you look in the tour, look in the Beis Yosef, it seems like you need both. Nasui and Meimata Meatara. He puts these two answers together. Period. Okay. Amarav, Hamash Atzmoladasi Ibinidui. If somebody is miskasha himself through hirhur, he makes himself kasher, so that deserves to be, that's similar to any type of action that causes hirhur, that kalita ashchasa zera, so Yebinidu, he should be excommunicated. Machlokas, we've shown him here. Does that mean Bezdin is going to excommunicate him, or it's automatic? Tosfos here says, if somebody is wont to do this, so then they, Bezdin should put him in Nidoy. Vilema Usr, just say it's Usr. To come Gari Yitzhar Anavshe. It's something that, is beyond a regular Isser. Because there's, he's causing his own problems. Miskasha Atzmoladas. Okay, obviously this is not in the context of a husband and a wife. But in the context outside of that, so then that is, that's Mekasha Aspaladas. It's quoted in the Rambam, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rebbe Ami Amar Nikra Avaryan. Shikachu Munaso Shel Yetzahara. He's an Avaryan because this is what the Yetzahara does, little by little. Hayom Amar Lo Asei Kach. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna tell you just to be Mekasha. That's it, nothing more than that. But that leads to other things. Ulamacha Amar Lo Asei Kach. Ulamacha Amar Lo Lech Avod Avodas Kochavim Vaholech Ve'oved. Right, it works by Avodah Zarah, it works by Gili Arayas, it works by any Aveira. Period. Ika da Amre, Amrebi Ami, a different statement. Kalamevi Asmali, they hear her, Ein Machnisen Osoba Machitzasa Shalakadish Baruchu. You're not brought in close to Hashem. Ksiv Hachava Yeira Beine Hashem, by the children, by the sons of Yehuda. Viksiv Hasam Kilo Kel Chafetz Rasha Ata Lo Yugurcha Ra. You don't come close to Hashem. Because again, this is something, as we're going to learn later on in this Masechta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a husband and a wife, are all shutafim in creating a child. So if somebody is mashka zera, so basically you're saying, God, I don't need your shutfis. I'm doing whatever I want with the zera. So you're basically denying God, among other things. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, my desiv yadechim damim mileyu, your hands are full of blood, elo hamina'afim biyad. These are the ones that are mashche zera levatala. Your hands are full of blood, because these are, again, potential lives. Tana devir Rabbi Yishmoel, lo tin'af, lo tehei b'cha ni'uf. Bain biyad, bain beregel. That means causing, stimulating the Eivar HaZachar with any other part of one's body. Right, that's another source. That could be the source for hashche zera levatala, lo tin'af. Tana Rabbanan, new section. Hagerim v'amasachem b'tinokos ma'akvanas ha-Mashiach. Gerim and those who play with children are ma'akev Mashiach. So what does that mean? Bishlam ha-Gerim. I understand why Gerim are difficult and are ma'akev Mashiach. Ked Rabbi Chelbo. Then Rabbi Chelbo. Kashin Gerim li'shokas ha-Pachas. Because it says Gerim are difficult to the Jews like thorns. Why? So first toes, Rashi here. Rashi here quotes three pshatim. Number one, because they're not bakiyin in mitzvahs. And they bring puranas. Number two, because we learn from them. Number three, because we have responsibility for them. And then Rashi argues on number three. Big discussion. Is there arvus for a ger? Are they included in arvus? right? Similar discussion we have in Brachas is there are ravas for women. Both discussions. Tosfos here quotes a fourth pshat. Shechina is only shora on mishpachos miyuchasos bi Yisrael. That's number four. Number five, Tosfos in Kiddushin. Amazing. This is said by none other than, remember this, Tuja Vayin Aleph. V'harebi Avraham Ger Piresh. Lefi shahagerim bikiyin v'mitzvah so medakting bohem kashim liyisrael kisapachas to mitokach HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskir v'nosein shal Yisrael kishenosim ritzono. Just the opposite. Geirim a lot of times are more makpid on things than JFBs are, right? And therefore, you know, it's they make us look bad, right? Just the parallel to a Baal Tshuva. The Baal Tshuva is like, oh, isn't that Lashon Hara? Right, if they're at a Shabbos table, isn't that right? All of a sudden, we start seeing that they're makpid on things that we're not makpid on. You know, that's why it makes it worse for us. Either way, so gerim we understand, but ella misachkin bitinokos, myhi. But what about misachkin bitinokos? What does that mean? That's a maki mashiach ilema mishkav zachar. Does that mean actual mishkav zachar? You play with tinokos, but it's skila ninu. So the chayv skila. That's not just a chazal about maki mashiach. Ella derech evarim. Well, you think, oh, so if you don't go actual maisa mishkav zachar with children, but derech evarim, there is some type of physical contact. The bnei mabul ninu. That's also terrible. You know, the mabul happened because of that. So ella the nesivik tanos alav menos aludi ninu. Now the point is, if somebody marries a very young girl, who cannot have children, maybe because he wants to have a time period where he doesn't have children yet, he just wants to be able to be with his wife. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Ben David Ba, Aji Kolokol and Shamashe Beguf. As the Gemara says, David HaMelech is not coming until all the children that need to be born will be born. And therefore, every time a child is born, that's one step closer to Mashiach. Rashi quotes, there's a place called Guf in Shemayim, and once all the Neshamas come out of Guf, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Shenemar ki ruach melefanai atof and hashamos ani asisi. This is also extremely important for, again, every case is different, but a young couple who starts going out or is looking to get married, but they're not ready to have children yet. It's a serious issue. Many people don't realize there's an issue about being on a birth control right after one gets married. Again, are there certain circumstances? Yes, but the general rule is not. But as Poskim say, one shouldn't start, if one wants to get married, one has to be ready to be a father when they're ready to be a husband. One should say, okay, I'm ready to be a husband. I want a couple of years first to be husband and wife before I'm a father and mother. Might sound good, but that's a Western modern concept, and Judaism believes in the family structure of a child. And therefore, again, are there exceptions to the rule? I'm not poskening now, but that's the message that you get from this Gemara. The message is that being misachik bitinokos, where a man has the potential to be able to be in a relationship with children, and he doesn't, so that is a problem. Skip it, let's just finish up. Ba'anashim tikatzeitz. Getting back to the man, his hand should be cut off. Ibailu, Dina Tanan or Latusa Tanan? Is this really Dina? His hand should be cut off, or is it just a curse? Dina Tanan. Do we say it's Dina ki had Rav Huna katsiyada? Like we know from Sanhedrin that Rav Huna, right, once actually cut off a hand. What did that mean? What did that mean? So the sugi is there about Ovid Inishi and Lanafshe. We find certain times, certain Amaram did actual cases where the door needed it. Oh, Latusa Tanan, or is it just a curse? Tashma Datan, Rabbi Tarfin Omer, Yad La Amma Tikatzeitz, Yado Al Tiburo. Rabbi Tarfin says if you cut off the hand to the Amma, you're going to end up cutting off the hand on the belly button. Omrulo, they said to him, Valo Kresu Nifkas. Right? He said, oh, cut it off right when it's doing involved in the act. So they say to him, what do you mean? You're going to cut his stomach. I mean, how could you be careful, if you're cutting off the hand that's reaching down, you're going to cut the stomach too. Amar lahen, mutav tivka kresav al yir lebershachas. It doesn't matter to me. That's the phrase. So, I amar bishlama dinatan, if you say the whole thing is an actual din, then the conversation makes sense. Haino da'ami v'ala kresu nifkas. El I amar latusa tanan my kresu nifkas. What does that mean if it's all metaphoric, if it's all just a curse? So, elamai dinatan. Losadi laval tiburo. What do you mean? If even if it's a din, he doesn't have to cut the stomach. So, Elohakikam Rabbi Tarfin, this is what Rabbi Tarfin means. Kalamakos yadu lamata, mitiburo tikatzeitz. That's what Rabbi Tarfin said. And Omer lo, they said to him, the Rabbi Tarfin, yashal akos bekresa lo yitzlanu. What, if you have a splinter down below and you need to, like, you know, do something medically, you can't do it? So, Omer lahen lo. He says, no, v'alo kresa nefkas. What do you mean? You're going to be in extreme pain. Omer lahen, mutaf kikla kresa v'ayir leber shachas. So, it sounds like from Rabbi Tarfin that it is a din. It is a din that Bezdin it's not one of the chive misos, but it's a din to cut off the hand. The Meiri here says, maybe it's lav dafka, one it means like the ayin tachas ayin type of remark, or like the katzoses kappa in kiseitse, the chzika bimbusha, that discussion, that is how we should understand it. The Arch Laner just leaves it Betzarachian. You know, this is not one of the Hari Valyavars. It's not one of the big, you want to say this is Abizrayu Deshvichas Damim. Abizrayu Davarazar, Abizrayu de Gilei Arayis. Put it in or any of the three. But the Arach Laner just leaves it Betzarachian and he says, I don't know why, you shouldn't take this. It's terrible, terrible. But he says, Tzarachian, I don't think one's Anchai Mises Bezdin on this, so it's Dochik to take this this Gemara literally. The Ritva just says, Bederach Guzma. That's the Ritva's Lashon. That this Gemara should be taken, Bederach. He said, Masha Amru Lavolo Kreso Nifkas, Guzma Ba'almahu, Lemisha Yashavo Kots Al Tiburo, Kipamim Shu Mitzar O So Harbe, Vim Yamtim Achi Yitzlenu, Bedavar Acher Yitzar Harbe, Vyamalem Yitzar Vyitzar. It means even if you're uncomfortable, one shouldn't be handling the Amma, you know, in that way, unless they're doing it in a way which will not cause stimulation. But that is the Ritva, but the actual Kreser Nefkas just means extreme uncomfortable. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue with the Mishnah tomorrow. Okay, everybody should have a good day.